that was another word for country folk, and a farmer. You have the dentist look at the, you go to the dentist, you have him look at the teeth, okay? And then the flesh around your teeth.
Gum.
Okay. So if you're talking about both uppers and lowers, you're talking about this, you're talking about that flesh, both uppers and lowers, you're talking about what?
Uppers and lowers?
Yeah. Both of them, you wouldn't say one gum, you'd say two.
Gum.
And then, if you hold your hand like this, you're holding up a
fist,
okay? If you're holding up two of them, you're holding two.
Yeah.
Okay. And the upper part of a man's body, yeah, that's his
fist, yeah.
Okay? And then up here,
shoulder.
Okay? And these here are his
hand.
Okay. And then this here is his
leg, thigh.
Okay. And at the bottom of your leg, you walk on your
feet.
Okay.
Oh, foot.
Okay. Good people say that, don't you? Hear that sometimes.
Every day. Every day.
Okay. Is there a difference? Would you sometimes use foots instead of feet in your own speech, depending on who you were talking to?
I doubt if I would use it now, maybe. I think maybe I would be able to correct myself before I would use foots now. But it maybe a couple, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 years ago, I probably would say foots and wouldn't just keep on talking.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it would ring no kind of bell at all.
Uh-huh.
Set off any kind of signal.
Okay, if you're talking about somebody who's been sick for a while, and he's up and around now, but he still doesn't look too good. You know, you might say, well, he's up and around, but he still looks a little bit peaky. Okay? I like that one.
That was one of the favorite expressions, man. You look a little peaky. You up like before you should have gotten up.
If somebody's been working real hard and it's at the end of the day, he says it's all what?
Bushed out.
Okay.
All bushed.
Okay. Other words for that?
Tired.
Okay.
Wool out.
Okay. Let me see. And if a person sat in a windy place all night and he maybe began to cough, you'd say he did what?
He sat in a windy place?
Yeah, let's say he sat someplace. Well, maybe there's a draft or a wind or something like that coming in and he gets a chill and starts to cough and so on. You'd say,
caught a cold.
Okay. And if you're talking about somebody who's not, who's sick, the medicine's still by his bedside, you know, you might ask, well, why haven't you, what, your medicine?
Took your medicine.
Okay. And he might answer, well, just yesterday I took it. Okay. And,